The following program contains names, places, and events that have been anonymized or fictionalized for the purposes of protection and safety. The following program is provided for entertainment purposes only, and any commentary from the hosts are strictly conjecture and should not be held as making any definitive statements about the truth or identity of any particular individuals or circumstances. If you or a loved one are involved in an abusive relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 for support.
So, you guys, we are in
the
live Spotify studio in Los Angeles together.
I've just been left alone in a room with
Mackenzie. I know. The producer
walked
out, and she's like, okay, well, I trust you guys. Bye. And we're like, wait, is it recording? Is the light on? And so normally we get like a countdown on the program, but
we're just going.
Anyways, so.
We're also running on nothing because last night was our first live show.
Oh, so good.
I mean, can we thank you, everyone who came. It was in LA, and we hear y'all with the other cities.
I can't with the amount of support that everybody showed and like the way that everybody showed up, and they were just, everybody had smiles on their faces and they were so kind and just.
It was so special.
The generosity and just the like, just the love everybody showed and the desire to connect with us. And that's what I think that's what I love. I know that's what you love too,
yeah.
Is that connection. So you guys have just, you've shared so much of our podcast and it has grown so much.
Because of you.
Yeah, it's really because of you guys. So please continue to share our podcast with your friends and talk about it. And I think one thing for me, and I think I'm speaking for Hannah also.
I trust you.
But there's, with the guests that have come on, we have really been able to kind of like, it's opened up our eyes as far as like what's going on out there, especially in our own lives. And it's just the.
It just makes you think about your relationships differently.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like, we're not trying to make you hate men, or we're not trying to make you not believe in love. We're just trying to make us all feel empowered to protect ourselves, to keep our eyes on, head on a swivel.
So when the guests come on and then we get a response that says, because you guys share it with your friends and on your social media, and someone says, oh my gosh, this reminds me of so-and-so. And then someone says, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm going through that. And then all of a sudden you have this big giant community of people that are connecting and coming together. And that's one thing that I love about specifically Hannah and I, like we come from two different
literally
people.
Opposite sides of the country.
Yeah. And like we're different ages and just
blonde and brunette. I mean, we're polar opposites.
But it's just cool how you don't realize how you can come together with someone. So thank you for continuing to share and helping us to grow the podcast and giving us a platform where we're actually, I didn't realize the impact that we would have. And so many that came to our show last night were just like, you've impacted me so much, or you helped my friend or whatever. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
also, and on the point of like sharing with your friends, that was something that came up last night. So we did a Mackenzie undercover story. That's top secret for the live show. Sorry, guys. If you weren't there, you don't get it. But then we got to hear from the audience about some of their dogfish stories, which sucked, but they were so amazing. And as all our guests are, have like made it through it and we're willing to share and empower people based on that.
Yes.
But we talked about how sometimes all you can do is keep your community close.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you meet someone that listens to the dating detectives, or you get one of your friends to listen to the dating detectives, suddenly you know their values, that you know what they're looking for in dating.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If you get your friends to listen with you, you're suddenly on this common ground and have like a language, dogfish, femme tuition, all that stuff to like help you help each other.
Yeah.
So share with a friend.
That's what I love about it so much. And just the connection and the community has been amazing for us. And now here we are, Spotify Studios. That's like, the podcast has done so well that Spotify was like, hey, we want you to come like record in our studio. Like they did not charge. They were like, you can do it for free.
And it's
like,
nice.
It's nice in
also,
here.
Also, there's a cute little Spotify sign and Mackenzie was like, can I steal it? And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, we have plenty of those.
So we can steal from Spotify. Not legally. I mean, not illegally. It is legal. They consented to the theft.
There was consent. And it was an enthusiastic,
it was
enthusiastic.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So the live show was just amazing. And I can't wait to do another one soon. So many of you have commented, come to Atlanta, come to Texas, come to wherever.
London. Somebody said London. I'm like, when? Australia?
Yes.
I'm getting ahead of myself, but.
So we're just really excited. So thank you guys so much for just the opportunity and just to hug so many necks last night of people that we actually only talk to kind of in comments and in DMs. And so.
And can I say, this is not a surprise. It was like your first time on a stage.
Yeah.
You belong there. You were magnificent. Connected with the audience.
It was so good. Like, now I see how you can do stand-up comedy because I was like, this is so fun.
It's so fun. And I think it's special when it's a group of people that, like, want to enjoy it. It's scary when you're like, oh, my God, I hope they like me. But last night was just like, we are all friends.
Yeah. Everybody was
friends.
But
you were phenomenal. And I hope
you
know that.
Thank you. You were too. It was such a great time. I think we did really, really well. So
let's do it again.
I know. So speaking of Mackenzie Undercover, although that one was one that was special for everybody who came to the live show, I have a Mackenzie Undercover story for you guys today.
Yeah.
So you guys know I typically start a story with, I get a call from a husband or I get a call from a wife. In this case, I get a call from a wife.
So imagine this lady who's like typical standard, like soccer mom, right? Like there's nothing crazy about her. Like she doesn't appear to have anything.
She would fit in the pickup line at the school.
Or even like, the PTA, like there's no crazy piercings or tattoos or anything like super weird about her. Like she doesn't have a lot of crazy
tattoos aren't weird, they're beautiful.
No, but you know what I mean? Like nothing that would make her stand out as like something that is anything other than just a quote unquote like a normal PTA mom. Like she's totally normal. Lululemon.
She's like, in the commercial for like classic mom Lunchables or something.
100%. Like she's 100% this girl. And you would just think absolutely like typical Modern Family. They got a couple of kids, like, you know, 2.5 kids with the dog and
how
all
old
the things.
Are the kids young?
They're like middle age, like
middle age,
not middle age, middle school age, like, elementary, middle school age, like nothing crazy. Like there's like, you know, regular school kids, you know, they have the dog, the whole thing. Like this is just 2.5 kids, just like everybody describes, normal family. I think like maybe the husband has a little bit of a dark side to him.
So I get a call from this wife and she says, listen, I need you to do surveillance on my husband. He is addicted to strip clubs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not just a fan, an addict.
Yeah. So he's an addict. So she says, I want you to do surveillance on him. I want to see if he's still going to the strip clubs, right? Like, I need to know the like what's going on. We are in marriage counseling. We're in therapy. And she told me that we are in the counseling, like in the therapy sessions, we talk about his addiction to strip clubs, okay? And how like he goes to these strip clubs, whatever. Well, anyways, so I go on about my case and he's not supposed to go to the strip clubs, whatever. Well, I do surveillance on him and where does he go? He goes to a strip club.
What time of day?
This is like middle of the afternoon, okay? Oh, it's like God. 3 p.m. on like, I don't know, a Tuesday, okay? Like, I don't know.
I've never been to a strip club and I kind of
want
to go.
Really?
I know.
You have to. They're kind of fun. Like, it's cool.
Should we? It's my birthday. Oh, yeah, it's my birthday
today. Today is your birthday.
Are we going to go to a strip club? Probably not. I'm so tired.
You guys, we are so tired. I would say you're 29. You've never been to a strip club?
No.
Oh my gosh! Like I feel like
I'm innocent. No, it's not that I haven't like been down or I support that kind of work. It's just anytime I've like thought about it, it's always been like, not tonight. Like that's like we got other things to do.
It's a cool environment. Like
I
think
commit.
It's fun. Like if you and your boyfriend ever like go together. Anyways,
back to the story.
So he goes to the strip club and I'm like, is this guy gonna go to like the VIP lounge? Like, you know how that, have you ever heard that song? No sex in the champagne room. No sex.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
That's all I was thinking about. Anyways, so I go into the strip club to see like what he's doing in there, right? Like I want to paint a picture, and it's not enough for me to just say, yep, he's at the strip club. He went inside.
No,
I
want to
go inside. Like I need to know more. Like, what is he doing in there? What's the rest of the story? What's going on? So he's just, you know, hanging out all willy-nilly inside the strip club.
Wait. I'm sorry. Can you give us a little bit more on your persona that you adopt as you come into the strip club? Like, you're a woman alone in the middle of the day. So are you, like, throwing out dollar bills? Are you keeping it low profile? Like, what do you do when you go into the strip club?
So these are not, like, you're just kind of low profile. Like, you just kind of, it's weird because a lot of people say, how can you tell these stories and like still go do surveillance? It is a totally different person doing surveillance than it is telling these stories. Like, this is someone who's like, my head is down. I'm very low key. Like, nobody, you know, can really see my face that well. I'm just very kind of hiding in plain sight, right? So you just, and the whole thing is that you have to walk into a place like you own it. That's the only way that you can get away with it. If you're not supposed to be there, you walk in like you're supposed to be there. And that's like, people don't bother you. They just don't. Like, wow. You have to have that confidence.
Mackenzie and I, we're different. LA, Florida, brunette, blonde. But one thing we both align on is we stink at cooking.
100%.
We're so pretty, but we really can't cook. Thank goodness for Factor.
I really like the Factor. Do you know who loves the Factor? My husband.
Ugh. And if he likes it, I support it. I mean, he's got great taste because he picked you. So we love Factor.
I love you.
I love you. But yeah, so Factor is like ready-made, but they're not frozen meals.
They're never frozen.
Never frozen. That's their whole thing. But it's like a chef makes ready-to-go meals that you can just heat up in 2 minutes. It's like Justin cooked you a whole chicken dinner, except it was just 2 minutes and it came from Chef Factor.
They're really good. And they're dietitian approved. And it literally takes 2 minutes to cook, but it doesn't taste like it takes 2 minutes. Like, it's actually really, really good. And we got the keto version.
You did?
Yeah.
So what you do when you take their little online thing is you can pick if you're vegetarian, if you want to focus on keto. I think I did like protein focused.
Protein plus, like they have the Calorie Smart. They have a lot of different
vegan
options.
Flexitarian. I guess that means like not a lot of meat, but maybe a little bit of meat.
Is that what that means?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
They also have like shakes, smoothies, snacks, desserts. I loved they had the little shots, not alcoholic, but like
the health
immunity
shots.
Yeah, they're great. I also loved there was like a sweet potato pasta. They have like, ooh, cheesy sausage and mushroom skillet was
ooh,
one that
they
I
have,
got.
They have breakfast too. I'm a breakfast girl. I love breakfast. But it's really flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. You can pause or reschedule your deliveries. And it's basically just the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required, which that's my favorite part.
We also don't really do math, Mackenzie and I, but we have realized that Factor is less expensive than takeout and every meal is dietitian approved.
Yeah,
to be
and
delicious.
To be honest with you, my husband loves it, which is really, really surprising because, you know, guys have a different kind of appetite. And for him to...
Yeah, it's called the eat everything.
Yeah, but for him to enjoy it, love it, and actually feel fulfilled with his meal, it feels like it's a good serving and he really likes it, which I absolutely love. So I love having my fridge stocked with them.
So you should head to factormeals.com/TDD50 and use code TDD50 to get 50% off. That's code TDD50 at factormeals.com/TDD50 to get 50% off. That's such a good deal. I'm always blown away. It's great.
Go do it.
So anyways, I go in and I imagine there's not a lot of women that go to strip. I mean, I'm sure there are like more men than
but
women
I would think
typically.
People would notice you.
But they, yes, and they do. And they notice you, but and they watch you. But it's like if you're a patron there and you're respectful and you go in, just sit down, whatever. What are they going to say? Like, hey, you're a girl. What are you doing in here at 3 p.m. on Tuesday? That's weird. No one's going to. And I know that they won't. So I just walk in with all the confidence in the world and I go sit down, whatever. So the guy walks into the strip club and the strip club normally.
That sounds like a joke. So this guy walks into a strip club.
So at this particular strip club, they have like the dance floor or like the raised like runway, I guess you would call it, with like a pole on it. But it's like if you're sitting down at a table, it's like hip level. Like it's really low. Like it's not up high.
Yeah. So they can like crawl up to you.
Yeah, you've seen movies.
I've seen some movies.
Yeah, so anyways, so this guy's sitting on the runway thing with the pole. And so I'm sitting in there. It's not even like, I guess, 10 or 15 minutes. And a guy walks up to him and he's like, he's fast walking towards this guy. And I'm kind of like watching to see what's going on. And I'm like, what's happening? And he goes, hey, man, you're not supposed to be here. And then, yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, I wonder what this fella's got going on, right? So then he, and mind you, over the music, okay, the music is like loud. Like you've been to a nightclub.
Is it that? I'm going to imagine it's that.
Yes, please continue to imagine it's that. And he says, well, you're not supposed to be here either, dude. Like, what are you doing here? And the guy's like, what are you doing here? He's like, what are you doing here? So they get into like this, like, you know, this, not a brawl, but they're like, they're kind of getting close. Like, I totally think that they're about to like lose it on each other, right? All of a sudden, the music changes in the strip club. And it goes from like one crazy dance song and it gets quiet for a second. And then another song starts playing and you see this dancer walk out onto the stage. And she's like shimmying and she's walking real slow and real sexily. And she's got her, she's walking up to the pole and she's doing that like really sexy like stripper whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy over the intercom, he says, and next we have star flower glitter powered. Whatever the fuck her name was. And so he's like calling her out by name. And there's like nobody else in here. There's like, I don't know, five or six people in here, which is actually kind of, I think, a lot for a strip club in the middle of the day, but whatever. It's my client. So listen. So she walks out onto the stage. I'm confused as a chameleon in a bag of damn Skittles. I'm like, what? In the goldfish crackers.
Oh my God.
What's happening, right? So I'm like, why, what? Like,
did they just want you to come? They were like, we need an audience. We're going to hire a PI to come
watch the
performance.
Well, first of all, like, I was so confused. Like, who is this guy yelling at this guy? And why is he yelling back at him? Why is my client up on the stage concerned about her husband that's addicted to strip clubs and he's not supposed to be there, but here she is? And it was wild, okay? Yeah, listen.
Yeah, I'm just like on the edge of my seat. What happened?
So the guys stop arguing and they look up and you hear she yells down and she looks down at the guys and she looks at one and then the other and one and then the other and she goes, Dad? And then the other guy.
No!
Her husband looks up at her. Her husband looks up at her and goes, Francesca? Like, he's like, and they're both at the same time. Like, she's like, Dad? And he's like, Francesca?
Wait,
so she's looking,
Dad?
She's looking at the dad because the dad's at the strip club. And then the husband's looking at her because she's at the strip club, right? And I'm like, what?
Is she wearing, like, something?
No. Nope.
Uh-uh. Naked?
Yeah, naked.
But
as, naked as a jaybird. Naked as a
Not even a
born.
Little, like, cute little tassel?
I mean, they got, like, the pasties or something. But, like, and she wasn't, like, full. Like, she had on, like, the sexy, like, she wasn't naked, but she wasn't hiding nothing. There was nothing to hide.
And she seemed like a pro. This wasn't like maybe she started this job today to catch him in the act. Or you'll tell us.
Well, yeah. So I'm thinking like, listen, I don't know what the hell is going on, but she's got like dad and then she's got daddy. Okay. So like she's got like daddy and daddy up in this place. And
she's mommy up there.
I'm so confused.
This is the worst family reunion ever.
Yeah. Legitimately. And I'm like, I'm just kind of sitting there like, and I was kind of far back, like not super, it was a small place. Like you're not super far away, but the music and everything. And I was like, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? And so I'm really trying to like tune in and pretend like I'm trying to watch her dance without like whatever. So
I'm imagining her being like, yeah, go girl.
And I'm just like, and then the next thing I know, like these three people are yelling and she covers her tits and she's like, she grabs her tits with her hands and like, she goes, Dad? And she covers her boobs and the dad, and then the husband goes, Francesca? And so now I know that the guy yelling at the husband is the dad and the guy, and so you've got her husband and her dad sitting in the strip club while my client who hired me to see if her husband was still going to strip clubs because he's not supposed to be because he's addicted to them and they're in therapy for it.
Well, maybe he's just is trying to support his wife.
Girl, so hold on.
My boyfriend comes to my comedy shows.
So what actually had happened was the wife wanted to know if the husband was still going to the strip clubs. She told the husband, I'm going out of town. I'm going to go stay at my mom's for a little bit, you know, to do whatever with my mom. So I just, you know, I'm going to be gone. So she told him that so that she that's the time she wanted me to do surveillance
to see if he would take advantage of that time.
So she, you know, wants to see what he's doing. So what I found out later was that she was actually a stripper. The wife was a stripper when they met. Okay.
Oh, so that's how she, okay, so they she probably was, met at a strip club.
So she was always like a stripper. She was always like, that's just how they met. That's what, whatever. Mm-hmm. When they decided they were going to get married, she decided that she didn't want him to go to strip clubs anymore. But it wasn't until when they actually started having a really solid relationship. She wanted to paint the picture of he was addicted and he had a problem. But really, she was jealous of him going to strip clubs. She didn't want him to go to other strip clubs because this is going to be her husband now.
She probably knows because she's seen it all. She knows what goes on. And it's like, I don't want my husband doing that. But also, it's kind of tricky when you didn't meet that way.
What are your expectations?
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
It's like, probably a duck.
He likes a strip club.
Yeah. And so imagine, like, whenever she tells me this, now, mind you, this is a mom who's like Lululemon, like just like the penguin girl.
Yeah.
Like the same thing. And it's like, it's wild. Like, she's just a mom, like, just chilling. They got the kids at home, whatever. And she's dancing on a pole at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or two, whatever.
Wait, so yeah. So did she like go back to this profession for the purpose of research and investigation?
Research and investigation. She doesn't want him to go anymore because she's jealous of him going.
Yeah.
Not because he is addicted. They were in therapy, not for his strip club addiction. They were in therapy for marriage counseling. And part of the issue was that he wanted to continue to go to strip clubs, but she didn't want him to because she was jealous. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you're just addicted to them. He wasn't actually addicted to strip clubs.
It was just a hobby.
It was just like something he wanted to do, whatever. So he agreed to stop going to strip clubs to help their marriage. And that's when she was like, I want to see if he's still going, right? But the dad, however,
yeah,
has an addiction to strip clubs and gambling and porn and all of these other, things, right?
I have so many questions. Okay.
So basically, all three of these folks are at the strip club and they're not supposed to be. The wife isn't supposed to be at the strip club.
Right, because she's not doing that anymore.
She told him that she's not doing it anymore, but she is. But she didn't realize that he is going to that part of town to go.
Well, probably because he thinks she's not there.
Because he thinks they she's both not are like, there.
Let's go to the one strip club that the other one won't be
yes,
at.
Yes,
and that's
they both,
why they're good
and
for
all
each
three
other.
Of them.
They know.
So she's like, she's a total dogfish. Like, she is.
Yeah, she dogfished you.
Yeah, she dogfished me. She dogfished her husband. She dogfished her dad.
And also the fact that her dad is addicted to strip clubs and she is a stripper and in yes. the same part of town that her dad is addicted to strip clubs. Like, of course, at some point they're gonna cross
and
paths.
I always wondered, like, I was like, how did they not, like, see each other's car and just... Because, like, there's not very many people there, right?
Uber?
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, no, all three of them had driven to the strip club separately.
That's like in.
I would have been like.
I feel like everyone. It's kind of like when, I can't describe it well, but in like a funny crime movie, when you like the audience sees like this person thinks that they're after this one, but really the other person's after the other person, and then they're after the person, but nobody knows that they're all
yes,
after
exactly.
each other. I feel like they're all focused on their like initiative.
Yes.
Wait, I'm still not sure why she was stripping.
But
did she want to catch him, or she didn't think he would be at?
She just didn't think he would be there.
So she just wanted to.
She
trip.
I had to. So listen, the husband. She asked the husband and the dad to work together for her husband to be the dad's accountability partner.
I thought that
to
was happening.
Help him not go to the strip clubs.
That's
but
what I
instead,
thought.
What they did was they both went to the strip club without being accountable to each other for either of their actions. So you have both of these fellas all willy-nilly at the strip club behind the other's back. And also, by the way, the mom, like my client's actual mom, they're in therapy also because the dad is addicted. So she used the dad's strip club addiction as a story to me to get, because she thought I would turn down the case if,
yeah.
She was like, I just need to, she didn't realize we were all going to end up in the same place, which.
What are the odds?
What are the odds?
Did her parents know that she was a stripper?
Yes, her parents, they knew that she was a stripper, but they didn't know she was still a stripper. And she's out here showing her giblets to daddy and daddy. And like, She showed her giblets to everybody out in front of God and everybody just letting it all loose, right? So the husband's not supposed to be there because he promised he wouldn't, right?
Sure.
Or whatever. The dad isn't supposed to be there because he's in like a 12-step addiction program. Okay.
Oh, man, this is kind of sad. I feel bad for everyone.
Yeah, she's not supposed to be there because she promised the husband, she made a promise to him that like, okay, he was like, well, if you want me to stop going to strip clubs, like you have to not go to the strip clubs too and keep your fucking clothes on. Like if that's what you're gonna, so whatever. So none of them are supposed to be here. I'm sitting here thinking that we're coming to like stage some kind of like intervention and it was a shit show. Like everybody just kind of showed up all willy-nilly.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets.
I wake up too hot. And these help.
I am always cold, but my husband is always hot. And I love, love, love these Miracle Made sheets because I love that they regulate his temperature so he's not sweating and I'm not freezing. Like it, so it works for both of us.
It's honestly amazing.
It is really nice. And they're actually inspired by NASA. And Miracle Made uses silver infused fabrics and make temperature regulating bedding so that you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long, even if you're with your partner. And I absolutely love it.
Truly, if I'm like him, I run hot. Like I will wake up with the back of my head like wet. It's gross.
Yeah, he's a furnace.
It's weird, but it really does keep me cool. And the fact that you like we got the same sheets and you're like, yeah, and it keeps me warm.
Yeah, like it's
amazing.
But also, as someone who's into makeup and skincare and all of that jazz, I thought it was interesting that your traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat. And all I can think about is like, oh my God, your skin. So like you're putting your face all over these sheets and it can lead to acne, allergies, stuffy noses. It's disgusting. But Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, like sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. And all I can think about is my skin.
That's so good. Yeah, like literally you're sleeping on bacteria. This clogs your pores, all that stuff. And this will make a big difference. And you don't have to wash them as much. I mean, wash your sheets, but they self-clean.
Yeah, and they actually are really, really comfortable. Like, luxuriously
so
comfortable. They feel really nice, like a 5-star hotel.
I love them.
I really like it. So stop sleeping on bacteria, which can clog your pores and cause breakouts and acne. Gross. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/TDD to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, or you just want your husband to sleep a little bit cooler, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo TDD at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/TDD and use the code TDD to claim your free 3-piece towel set. Hello, I'm so there. And save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/TDD to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
What happened in the moment? So they start yelling at each other and then does she like run off stage?
Oh, yeah. So after they all confronted each other, right? And they're like yelling at each other. The dad's yelling at the husband's yelling at the dad. They're all yelling at her. She's yelling at them. She's standing up there covering her fingers over her nipples and like, oh, dad! No, what's going on? And like she's yelling. And while she's yelling, like her boobs are jiggling and like everything.
Thank you for the picture.
Yeah. And she's like her whole body and she's like stomping her foot and her thighs are jiggling in the black light. And I mean, she looks sexy. Like she was moving. I was like, good for her. But like she was all like, and they're yelling. And everybody, they're
I love the idea of it's like there are the two guys there, Mackenzie's in the back, and there's like one other stranger
yes.
that's just like eating popcorn. Like, whoa, this has never happened here before.
And so the girls that were working at the bar, like you can look over and like you could see the servers and like the people that are just like working there or whatever, and they're just like, holy shit, like, what is going on? And, like, nobody knows what to do. Like, the DJ is looking over the booze. Like, he's like, what the hell? Nobody knows what's happening. And so you have these two guys that are, like, standing at, like, nipple level to this lady who's standing on the stage that's, like, lifted off the ground by, like, a couple of feet. Oh, and so they're looking up at her yelling, and they're looking over at each other, and she's looking down at them, and it was wild. And so she ends up leaving this, like, she storms off, like, her booty's jiggling. She's walking off. I was like, she had a good body. I'm not going to lie. Like, good for her. Like, she was rocking it. The black lights were killing it. Like, they do. They make you look all tan and pretty. It was great, right? And I was like, man, the song ain't even over. Like, she didn't even do her full dance. Nobody gave her
$1. Well, when dad's in the audience, I think you abort
the mission quickly. So anyway, so she ends up storming off the stage and I leave. Like, I feel like at that point, it's, when you get to a point in the investigation when there is, like,
I feel like it's been compromised with her being
there. Wasn't compromised. Like, she, no. And she looked over at me. Like, she saw me. She knew I was there.
Okay.
And, like, she knew I was doing surveillance that day. So whenever she saw the dad and saw him, and then she kind of pieced it together and she was like, wait. And then I think that's when she looked over and she saw me and she was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Then she's embarrassed. So I leave only for, like, safety reasons. Like, I feel like at this point, if it is compromised or if there's any particular situation where, like, I don't need to be involved.
Yeah. And if they
fight, I excuse myself like that. I don't want to be a part of that.
Also, if he found out that she hired you, he could get very upset.
It gets very unsafe for her. So that's why I excused myself and I left. And I just made it seem like it was part of, like, me being upset with, like, the whole
service.
I was like, the service here is horrendous. I'm leaving.
One star.
Yeah. She didn't even remove her fingers from her nipples. Anyway, so I just thought it was, like, so interesting. Well, then that's when I ended up calling her later and I was like, okay, girl, like, you totally dogfished me. Like, 100% you lied to me about why I'm doing the surveillance.
I need you to bear it all.
I need you to
tell
me
everything.
But not
in that way.
So she told me literally everything. And she told me from the beginning about their situation. And there had been infidelity and there had been problems with him going to a strip club, but only because she continued to work at the strip club. Mm. She didn't want him to go because she was jealous. And he kept going because she was still stripping. And he was like, you need to stop stripping. And she's like, well, you need to stop going. And neither one of them would do that. And so it was this whole big, like, act of jealousy. Meanwhile, dad's sitting over here, like, with a legit addiction to, like,
that is, you know, crazy.
Porn and sex and strip clubs and gambling and all the things. And so you have this client is suffering with her mom, who's telling her everything that the dad is going through. And then the client uses the mom's story to get me to do surveillance on her husband. They're all dogfishing each other. Every single one of them.
It sounds like a slapstick comedy.
It was, when I told the story, I was like, this is the dumbest story ever. Like, nobody's going to get this. And I'm like, I feel like—
It doesn't seem real.
It's so strange. Like, it's stranger than facts. Like, there, you can't make it up. And this lady took advantage of me. And I said, don't ever call me for a surveillance ever
again.
Yeah,
good for you. Like, I mean, that was a waste of your time.
After I got my check, obviously. Like, I made her pay me the second half or whatever. So she paid me and I said, don't ever call me for surveillance again. And she hasn't, but I do.
Do you know what's, yeah, have you done a little research?
I have done a little digging.
Thank you.
I have done a legal and acceptable amount of digging using public records and social media.
Hear that?
And
she's like speaking around to the Spotify studio.
Just
Spotify.
Just like, we're by the book. This is legal and fully legal and by the book. As far as I know, they are still together and they do have the children. The dad is still in the picture. They have pictures. I found not a Facebook, but an Instagram. What's the other one?
Twitter?
No, it was a, there was, there's one that's like a
MySpace?
No, it was like a
Tumblr?
No.
LinkedIn?
No. What's the freaking name of that? I can't think of it, but it's where you can see the people. They post like their, like, it's like a Google photo, like, I can't think of it, but you can pull up someone's, like, it'll show like their family pictures. It kind of like a Tumblr, but like for,
I can't think of it. Flickr?
Yes. Yes.
Wow,
like that. Like,
we got there.
Like one of those things where like you try to type it in and you find like a Flickr or something where people are like.
It's like an album that they shared.
So I found a whole album and it showed like up-to-date pictures and it shows that you know, all of them are, you know, a happy family or whatever. But, and obviously I would never use my resources
to
look further, but I do, it shows that they're all still like a big old happy family. But can you like imagine being in a situation where like, and then what is she going to do? Like, are you going to blame him and be like, how dare you go? And then he's going to be like, yeah, how dare you go? And then they're going to be like, well, how dare? And the only person not to blame is the mom, the mom of my client. Like
grandma. Well, I feel like I hope that, you know, this is the part where it's like, it's none of our business, but we're making it our business.
It is my business.
It's your business. It was literally your business. But yeah, I hope that they can use the experience to like come together. You know, they're both trying to make a sacrifice for the other's comfort, which happens in relationships.
But
obviously,
then
right, they really didn't. But then it's like, can they have a very entertaining therapy session that week?
Yes. Can you imagine the therapy sesh?
We're both struggling.
Clearly.
What do we do? Because maybe they just have to make that compromise and be like, all right, I'm going to strip and you're going to watch. And
I'm just saying.
That's the way they're going to do it.
But she doesn't want him there because she's jealous. But he doesn't want her there because he's jealous. And so they're both jealous of
other than them stopping, I'm like, what are some creative solutions to this problem?
Stay out of the freaking strip club.
Well, yeah.
Both of you.
If they can.
They can. The dad is legit addicted. Like, he apparently, clinically speaking, apparently he is literally addicted.
I don't hear about that addiction very much, but I guess you can be addicted to anything.
You don't. And I'm not saying that any, like, oh, if you're addicted, like, no, you're not. Like, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like.
Like, his story, she used his story.
Yeah, and he was saying, well, you know, he lied to her. She lied to him. The dad lied to him both. They both lied to the dad. The husband and the dad were supposed to be, like, each other's accountability partner, and they're showing up.
Can you think of anything worse than stripping and seeing any member of your family in the audience?
No, I can't. I don't. I'm not interested.
But I just put that image in every listener's mind. Ha, ha, ha.
Molly, can we fire her?
Yeah.
Where's Molly?
I deserve it. Wow. Well, that was a good one.
Well, so I thought it was interesting, too, that like, what do they call art imitates life imitates art? And so like you're all dogfishing each other. And that's kind of like our life, right? Like, what are we lying to each other about that? Like, what do we lie to one another about? That's like part of our life that we don't share. And another, we judge people for what they're doing when really like we're just as bad or we're doing something.
Yeah,
just as crazy.
That's true.
You
it's
know
like,
what I mean?
It's easy to throw stones.
Yeah. And like, you never know when someone is like, if someone judges you for something that you do and it's like, I don't want to know what you're doing.
We know skeleton.
You never know what's going on behind closed doors. So like when people judge me, I'm like, okay, I don't even want to know what's going on in your
everybody's got
your
their stuff.
Door. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, right?
Are you kidding? It's like wild. I do think it could be at the very least like a short film. Like
By the way, I charged her more, which per my contract, I said if there is a situation where you have lied to me, I will charge you a 30%.
I think that's so smart.
I charged her more.
You're not able to do your job if they're not honest with you.
Well, not only that, but it jeopardizes my safety. This could have been a huge safety because you lied to me. When I don't have all the information, you did not give me all the information, you jeopardize my safety, I'm charging you more.
I don't like her.
And I had every right to. And so I made her pay me 30% of the total cost of the surveillance on top of the total cost.
Did she pay you in cash?
It's like in ones. Like rolled up dollar bills. Yeah, it was. But can you, like, you put me in jeopardy and I don't like it. Like, don't jeopardize my safety for the sake of your investigation because you think I won't take the case. That is also
dogfish.
And also, I would like to say that is not consensual. It is not a consensual surveillance it is not a consensual contract whenever you lie about it. So anytime there's deceit involved, that is non-consensual. That means I did not consent. And so I think that also applies to like relationships. We talk to a lot of people and they say, oh, this person was a dogfish. They lied.
Business
they,
stuff. We've had on Patreon.
Yep.
Wow. Perfect segue.
Yeah.
Join our Patreon, $5 a month, 2 bonus episodes and a live stream and a community of awesome people.
Yeah. Join the Patreon.
But we had somebody submit like a work specific dogfish story.
Yep.
And I know that they're not all relationships. Like there's so many professional things, which is interesting because obviously in relationships, we kind of understand the incentive in some way, like whether it's sex, whether it's manipulation of the relationship. But professionally, there's all these other incentives that drive people to lie and it's not okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think it's just so interesting to me that like it was just one thing that I never thought about was that the lack of consent. Mm-hmm. Whenever something comes up, it's like, it's just the lack of consent. It's just a very common theme on this show, is like lack of consent is the big thing, right?
And also, it's hard. You are the smartest among us. Your femme tuition is a guiding light, and you didn't even expect to see the dad and the other
How
daddy.
How was I
and
supposed? The, well, that's and then exactly. You're like, sitting in there, and you're like, oh, and you're looking back and forth, like, holy shit, this is. And you're like,
and then and she
you're,
comes out,
and then she comes out, and I'm like, oh my god,
I wish I could have seen your face.
Girl, I was like, I swear to, I probably turned white as a sheet, y'all. I was like, oh god, like, and I did like a triple take, like I was like,
no, there's
no
way.
Like, oh my
no
god,
way.
That's her. And then I heard, and then I heard. When I heard the husband and he goes, Francesca? And I was like, oh my God, that's her. And I was like, shit.
And then she goes, Dad?
Dad?
I dad and cried. Daddy.
Yeah, wild. Crazy. Anyways, you guys, like, these are the kinds of things that, like, you don't realize happens. And, like, this stuff really, truly, truly happens.
If anyone has any strip club dog fishy or just funny stories.
I want to know funny strip club stories. Like, you guys have to submit those.
I'm sure they are.
Email them to us.
Okay, yes, email them to us. Mackenzie, shall I say the email?
Well, I'm not going to.
I don't even have it in front of me. Let's see. Investigate at the dating detective. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, guys. I literally am spacing because they have so much pressure, but I know it.
This is, wait, what's the email?
Investigate at the datingdetectivepodcast.com. Investigate at the datingdetectivespodcast.com. I had one job.
That's why I can never know it, because it's like, I either leave out the or I leave out the S or I leave out the, I can't.
You can DM us.
Yeah, just, yes, please.
Dating Detectives Podcast on all the things.
Yeah, so but email us your stories. And if you ever want to be featured on the show, or you want to be a guest or share your story and connect with others, please just send that right over to us. Email it, and we would love to give you the floor and a platform to share. And this has been such a fun, I think, especially today, because we're kind of still reeling from last night's show, which was really, really cool. So cool. I can't get over it.
Honestly, I couldn't think of a better way to spend my birthday.
I know. Happy birthday, by you. The way. And thank you, Spotify Studios, for allowing us to record here in LA. This is so amazing. These studios are really cool. So many snacks,
my birthday present from all of you is share this with a friend. How about that? You all have to share it with a friend, and then that'll be my birthday present.
There's your call to action. Share this with a friend. And no, but we really, really do appreciate when you guys share. Like, it just means...
makes a difference.
Our podcast has grown so much just because of you guys. First of all, enjoying it. Second, like, listening and just sharing it. So thank you so, so much. We love you guys.
And thank you for your amazing story and for going to the strip club so that we don't have to. No.
Yeah, you'll have to... when you go to a strip club, you'll have to let me know, because I'm dying to know what you think.
Now I'm scared that I'm going to witness a family break down.
Oh god, like one in a million.
That's true. I Never. Hope that doesn't happen often, but if it has happened and you know about it, you need to tell us.
Yeah,
other people
need the details. Anyways, we love you guys so much, and as always, trust your femme tuition.
Bye.